If you stay up very late tonight, you will get rewarded with a near-total lunar eclipse. It should be widely visible across North America. And here's the fun fact. It will be the longest lunar eclipse in almost 600 years. Sky and Telescope senior editor Kelly Beatty is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Kelly.
Hello, Scott.
Okay, remind me, lunar eclipse. I understand the Earth will find itself between the sun and the moon. Is that right?
Right. If it's a lunar eclipse, it's the moon going dark. If it's a solar eclipse, it's the sun going dark. And so the moon is passing through Earth's shadow. And there's sort of a two stages to this. There's an outer faint shadow and then a really dark core. And so the moon is almost, but not quite, going to be completely within that dark core.
Yeah. So if the skies are clear, what's that going to look like? Will the moon change colors? What?
Yes, and it's going to be a very slow-motion event. It could last for several hours, depending on how clear your sky is and where you're located. You'll first notice that there could be a little dinginess on one side of the moon, then a bite will be taken out of it, and you know that it's starting to move into the Earth's shadow. And more and more and more over the course of like an hour, the bite will get bigger until there's just a little sliver left on the bottom of the moon. That's the 1%. Of the moon's disk that didn't make it inside this umbra, the dark core.
Oh, therefore making it a, 97% eclipse rather than total.
Yeah, it's 97% of the diameter, 99% of the area. And because it is almost total, a lot of the phenomena that we see, like the moon taking on a reddish color, you should be able to see that.
And let's talk about the timing. It will happen at different times across the continent, of course. Here, where I live, Eastern time, it's going to start at something like 1 or 2 in the morning and then go a long time?
That's right. And, you know, basically, wherever you are, if the moon is in your sky when this eclipse takes place, it's all happening for everybody at the same time. But based on your time zone, it'll be different clock time. So Eastern time, you should first notice something going on around 1 a.m. This is on Friday morning, the 19th. So that's 10 p.m. out on the West Coast. And then you first see that bite coming out of the edge of the moon at about 2:18, the middle of the eclipse. And if you've got to get up and just, you know, you can only keep your eyes open for 5 minutes. The key time is 4:03 a.m. Eastern, 1:03 a.m. Pacific. That'll be the peak of the eclipse. And then it reverses from then. The partial eclipse ends at 5:47 Eastern. And the last vestige, which will be just before dawn, is right about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so when I'm out there 3 minutes after 4 in the morning, I'm not going to need special glasses for this, right?
Absolutely not. And in fact, be alert to where the moon is in the sky before it gets eclipsed, because if your sky is hazy, it can disappear completely from view. And you won't need any special glasses. This is a great eyeball event. Just above the moon by several degrees is the beautiful Pleiades star cluster. If you've got binoculars or if you have a small telescope, by all means use them, because it'll be a much more dramatic view that way.
And let me ask you about the length of time this is. This will be the longest partial lunar eclipse in 580 years. Why?
Yeah, that's right. The last time it was this long was the year 1440. And the next this long... And the next, that's right. We all remember that. It's in reruns now. And then the next time it'll be this long is 2669. Now, there's nothing particularly rare about this. Like, oh man, I have to see this because it's been such a long time. I mean, it will look fantastic. It, to me, lunar eclipses and solar eclipses too are sort of a manifestation of the clockwork of the solar system. You know, the moon goes around the Earth about once a month. And every once in a while, it lines up directly with the sun, either gets sucked into Earth's shadow or it covers the sun's disk. That's the part I like. You can literally watch the moon move as it enters and leaves Earth's shadow.
And Kelly, really quickly, what else is happening in the sky this time of year?
Well, at 4 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, not very much. But any night over the next several weeks, if you go out right after sunset, no matter where you are, look to the west, you'll see a brilliant beacon in the sky. That's the planet Venus. Now swing your gaze over to the left, do a left turn, and above the southern horizon, you'll see another bright beacon. That's Jupiter. And in between them, closer to Jupiter, is Saturn. So right there in one sweep, you see three of the four brightest planets that we can see here on Earth. It's just a lucky coincidence that they all happen to be in the evening sky right now. And that's not just on any given date. Any clear night for the next few weeks, you could do that.
Perfect. We will link to more information about all of this at hereandnow.org. Kelly Beatty is Sky and Telescope Senior Editor. Kelly, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Scott. Clear skies.
Clear skies.